This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry, and the NBA is stepping up and firing from all over the league. I'm talking about how LeBron James and Steph Curry, Greg Popovich and Steve Kerr, and other players and coaches are making a point to speak out politically against the Trump style and tone. The NBA has always been the loudest voice in sports and activism. Dave Zirin, sports editor for The Nation magazine and host of the Edge of Sports podcast, says, unlike the stodgy NFL, free speech is a participant sport in the NBA, a message that comes even from the head of the league.
The commissioner, Adam Silver, has a very different management style than the previous commissioner, David Stern, who is known for being very paternalistic, very top-down, and also very quick with the ruler on the knuckles if players spoke out about politics, while Adam Silver is someone who I think genuinely believes that civic-minded athletes are a good thing. I also think that this has gotten a little bit out of control for Adam Silver, and maybe he wishes he could pour some of the wine back in the bottle, but that's pretty tough to do.
In the era of Colin Kaepernick and the NFL, how would you say that incident and that issue and the question of him symbolically not standing for the national anthem played out differently than what's going on in the NBA right now?
See, when Colin Kaepernick took a knee during the anthem, one of the great questions throughout the sports world was, wow, if this happens in the button-down NFL and if this is spreading in the button-down NFL, what's it going to be like in the NBA, where players are generally more outspoken? And Adam Silver underwent a very conscious strategy to try to head off the Kaepernick moment in the NBA by putting out memos to players saying, hey, we want you to be outspoken, just please keep it off the court and please don't do it during the anthem. They even put out NBA public service announcements that had the most outspoken players as spokespeople for the importance of police and community relations, people like Carmelo Anthony, Chris Paul, Dwayne Wade. And then Donald Trump gets elected president. And all of a sudden, all of this space that Silver accorded players all of a sudden became electric. And all of a sudden, these players, many of whom, remember, have seen the world. They've traveled the world. And so they don't have this visceral distrust or dislike of immigrants, of people of Muslim descent. So the Donald Trump agenda, I think, particularly rubs NBA players in a way that they want to push back. And Adam Silver afforded that space. I do think it's gotten out of control. You know, it's like the genie who's lost the ability to control his spells.
The NBA has always been known as having a more narrow demographic than the NFL. And right. NASCAR is the other example of having a narrow demographic. How do you think this plays out broadly among all sports, which, you know, play to their particular audiences?
Well, it's interesting that you are seeing anti-Trump sentiment at least reflect itself in all sports, which reflects Donald Trump's approval ratings. I mean, when you have someone like Dale Earnhardt Jr., who's just an icon and from the iconic family in the world of NASCAR, speak out on behalf of immigrant rights and speak about his own immigrant experience. That says that something bigger is going on here than just a particular sports league catering to its particular audience. So you see a broad reflection, but certainly in the NBA, where players do come from a specific set of experiences that I would argue are rather different than the ones that Steve Bannon is representing, you are going to see that resistance reflect itself more sharply.
Finally, maybe it's just that the NBA is smarter than the rest of the world in that they figured out, you want to get attention? Say something about Trump. I mean, the media figured that out in the early part of the election, and that's probably partly why he's president.
I mean, there's a reason why Stephen Colbert finally has higher ratings than Jimmy Fallon. I mean, they're calling it the Trump bump. And I do think that the NBA senses that on some level, and organizations like Nike corporations sense that on some level. But I also think from talking to a lot of these players that their resistance is sincere and they figure, hey, I've got a platform. I'm going to use it.
Dave Zirin is sports editor for The Nation magazine and host of the Edge of Sports podcast. Dave, thanks so much.
Thank you.